Listen closely now to the lessons from God's Word for this, the sixth Sunday now after Pentecost. We're going to look first of all at the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Remember Isaiah being that prophet of the Old Testament, oftentimes referred to as the evangelist of the Old Testament because of the many promises and prophecies about the coming Savior that the Lord enabled Isaiah to receive. And especially this morning, we want to focus on these words that come to us in chapter 43, where Isaiah speaks of the power of the one true and only God. Isaiah says, "Bring out the people who are blind, though they have eyes, and the people who are deaf, though they have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let peoples be assembled. Who among them has declared this? Who has made known to us the former things? Let them produce their witnesses to show that they were right, so that people can hear and say, 'This is truth.' You are my witnesses, declares the Lord. You are my servant, whom I have chosen, so that you may know me and believe in me, so that you will understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, and after me, there will not be another. I, yes, I am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior. I myself declared it. I brought salvation, and I announced it. It was not some strange God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God. Indeed, from the first day, I am he. There is no one who can deliver anyone from my hand. I act, and who can reverse it?" The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. Psalm today, Psalm 66, you'll find it on page 66 in your hymnal. Psalm 66. Our second lesson this morning comes from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy. Today we'll start at verse 3 in chapter 1. The Apostle Paul is about to be put to death. And he calls on Timothy especially to recognize how important that gospel is, not only to him, but to many others as well. Paul says, "I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day. When I remember your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I remember your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am convinced that it also lives in you. For this reason, I am reminding you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a timid spirit. He gave us a spirit of power and love and sound judgment. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Instead, join with me in suffering for the gospel while relying on the power of God. He saved us and called us with a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, and it has now been revealed through the appearance of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll use the gospel acclamation now, page 161, and we will use the seasonal verse listed as God's Word. Let us now rise to show our respect for the gospel. The gospel today is recorded in the gospel of Luke chapter 8. We'll start there at verse 26. This also serves as the sermon text for today, so listen closely. We're told they sailed down to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, a man from the town met him. He was possessed by demons and for a long time had not worn any clothes. He did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and said with a loud voice, What do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High? I beg you, do not torture me. For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. In fact, the unclean spirit had seized him many times. He was kept under guard, and although he was bound with chains and shackles, he would break the restraints and was driven by the demon into deserted places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," because many demons had gone into him. They were begging Jesus that he would not order them to go into the abyss. A herd of many pigs was feeding there on the mountain. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs, and he gave them permission. The demons went out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and drowned. When those who were feeding the pigs saw what had happened, they ran away and reported it in the town and in the countryside. People went out to see what had happened. They came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet. He was clothed and in his right mind, and the people were afraid. Those who saw it told them how the demon-possessed man was saved. The whole crowd of people from the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them because they were gripped with great fear. As Jesus got into the boat and started back, the man from whom the demons had gone out begged to be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and tell how much God has done for you." Then he went through the whole town proclaiming what Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. We'll continue then with the sermon hymn number 744. 744.